Welcome, Soul Tribe, to Deep Soul Awakenings with your hosts, Chasity Ryan and Millie Franco. Get ready to shed some light on the unspoken aspects of spiritual and healing journeys.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to this week's episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. I am your host, Millie Franco. Please bear with me. I am actually not feeling so great, but I decided to come on and record anyway. For all about 25 of you that continuously listen. Nah, I'm just joking. Thank you to all of you guys who continue to tune in and just share with me on my journey, but also allow me to share yours. It's been interesting so far, even in just the transformation of the show from the beginning to now, but also the state of the world, right? There's a lot going on. So with that, I just want to bring awareness to, you know, the things that are going on in this world. As I've mentioned previously, you know, Japan has been dumping nuclear waste into the ocean. There are genocides going on in the Congo and Sudan and Palestine. And I know that everybody around the world is kind of torn when it comes to all of these things that are going on. But at the end of the day, the basis of it is that there are thousands and thousands of people being killed, displaced, you know, families dying, whole lineages being wiped out, babies suffering everywhere, children watching their parents die. Like, there's a lot of sadness that's going on in this world right now. There's a lot of darkness that's going on in this world right now. And these are all of the things that we need to think about, because, you know, essentially it's like a history repeating itself. And while all of this is going on, you know, we also have the pandemic response treaty that is being voted on and being put into place by the World Health Organization. And, you know, when thinking about that and thinking about the world and history, it really makes you stop and question, like, in the name of pandemic preparedness, pandemic response, what human rights will we have taken away from us in order to have the powers that be do what they feel is necessary? And this really just makes me think of just history. It's in itself, because we have so much history of the government doing things in the name of us, apparently. You know, it's people. And when you look back at history, it's pretty messed up. You know, like, there has been such a history of sterilization among Black and Brown people and just atrocities. You know, there are people in this world that don't even know what life is like without war. Like, I have a friend who is from Yemen, and his daughter that's there doesn't even know what life is like without war. Like, that's the life that she lives in. And that's the reality for a lot of people. And I feel like for us who are living in places that aren't war stricken, you know, we really need to think about that, because just because it's not happening to us doesn't mean that it's not happening, and it doesn't mean that it can't happen to us, because it's very possible to happen to us as well. And then it's like, when I continue to think about it, you know, there's so many different places that things are occurring and we tell ourselves that it's normal, and it's really not. You know, if To bring back up Hawaii, you know, the wildfire literally destroyed a whole town, Lahaina. And a lot of these people were living in hotels. And right now, these people are being kicked out of hotels where they're staying because they want to bring back tourism. And, you know, okay, tourism, people need to make money, people need their jobs, but there's also the native people of Hawaii, the locals, who need help right now. And there's still a sense of mourning. And I don't even think all of the bodies were recovered. And, you know, the Aina, the land, also needs to be like cared for and loved. And right now they're joining together and they're doing a thing that they call fishing for housing, where everybody is coming together and showing support for these people that need housing. But at the same time, there's also a water crisis, and there has been a water crisis. And, you know, I've found myself looking up a lot of stuff. And the main thing that I see among all of the peoples of this world is, you know, with colonization came the push to Christianity. And there were so many of our ancestors who were persecuted for keeping with their old ways and their own traditions and the way of life that they knew, that we've lost so many traditions. We no longer value our elders, you know. In the time of our ancestors, the elders were the ones with the wisdom, you know, and they were the heads of the households, the ones who made decisions. And of course, you know, that kind of transferred to modern day, but it was different. Because back then, not everyone was an elder. And you were chosen because you had wisdom. It wasn't where just like, okay, well, this is the oldest person in the family and they make the decisions. It didn't work in that way. And, you know, for those of us who will have a spiritual side of us where we're able to tap into our different clairs, like claircognizance and clairaudience and all of those beautiful things that are part of us that are made to think are gifts, but in all reality, they aren't gifts because they are a part of us. Nobody gave them to us. They've always been with us. We were just told not to embrace them. You know, there was space for all of these things to be part of you and for you to grow these parts of yourself. And for those of us who do have these abilities, you know, it's like this whole part of us that hasn't been embraced. So we never get to that place of feeling whole, because this is what makes us whole. You know, and in Puerto Rico, for my ancestors, the Arawak, the Taino, you know, we were considered to be completely wiped out. And it is now that we are fighting to let people know that we are still here. That the Arawak blood still runs through our veins. That we were never wiped out. You know, and there's so much that has been lost. There's so much connection that has been lost. And it's like, when you think about it now, I know that technology is supposed to be this amazing thing, and it is, and it has done great things. But at the same time, it has distorted so much for so many of us. You know, we rely on the media for news of what's going on in the world, and you can't trust the media. You can't really trust the news. The news will have you think that if you walk out of your house, you're going to get killed. And the news is distorted in certain places. You know, we, thanks to social media, are able to contact and follow certain people who give the real idea, the real deal of what's going on. But then there's also the aspect of AI images that at times we don't even know what's real and what's not. And if you think about it, it's only going to continue to get better. And it's only going to continue to put us in a place of fear. And I have to be honest, you know, I'm so proud of a lot of people in this world right now that are standing up and protesting and fighting and letting the world know essentially that we are sick of this shit and we refuse to keep living this way, because you know, being human means that you have rights. You have the right to live. You have the right to breathe. You have the right to live on this earth. This earth cannot be owned by anyone. Not really. It really makes me think, you know, they called a lot of our ancestors savages because they say that, you know, we weren't like them. We didn't have nice clothes. We weren't chasing material things. We fought amongst ourselves in a sense. But if you look at the times of our ancestors, when our ancestors were really able to live off of the land before people came to teach us, to show us, we didn't depend on money. We didn't depend on other people to make decisions for us. We didn't need a world where there were jails and cops and all of these things set to police us, because we worked together and we understood. And we came from a place of love where we loved each other. Don't get me wrong, war has been around since the beginning of whatever the hell this is. But I know in my heart that it was a lot different, and we were very heart-led. And I feel like we are really being called to go back to that. You know, we live in a world where there's just so much fear at the basis of everything. And I personally am someone who struggles when it comes to religion and specific, like, different traditions and all of that. And I have learned a lot from many different mentors, from many different teachers. And I find that for a lot of these traditions, for a lot of these religions, the underlying thing is always fear. You know, you have to do this. You have to act in this way. You have to do this. If not, you know, your gifts can be taken away from you, or your life will go badly, or, you know, your money will be blocked, and all of these things. And, you know, I understand and I get it. But I also feel like fear is never going to make somebody do the things that you need to do, not in the right way. You know, for a lot of the African traditions that I've learned of, there is so much beauty in them, because essentially what they teach you is to love yourself and put yourself first, to honor those who came before you, to show them love, to acknowledge them. There is value in that. There is resonance in that. And, you know, depending on who is the teacher that you have, it will be taught from a basis of love, or it can be taught from a basis of fear. So what I do is I learn, you know, I have this hunger for knowledge when it comes to connection and spirit and learning and understanding. Just understanding and learning how it is that we can speak to the spirit, speak to the earth, speak to the energy, because everything is a being. The water is a being. The air is a being. The sun is a being. The moon is a being. The earth is a being. You know, for a lot of indigenous cultures, it is grandmother moon, grandfather sun, mother earth. You know, they're all of these different beings are considered ancestors that should be honored and respected, and that resonates with me. That makes sense to me. You know, we live in a world where we are gifted with trees everywhere. To me, trees are like the wisdom keepers. They've been around the longest. They hold the knowledge in the same way that the water does. They hold the memory. And it's like we don't give them the respect that they deserve. Because they deserve all of everything in this world deserves to be respected in the same ways that we ask to be respected as human beings. because we are all connected. You know, the earth gives us everything that we need. When you are feeling all over the place and you're feeling full of anxiety and emotion, you can go outside and walk barefoot. You can go sit by a tree, connect with its energy and soothe yourself and ground yourself. You know, and in the times of our ancestors, you didn't kill animals for surplus. You killed the animal and you only took what you needed. And now we have poor animals who are being born on farms to slaughter. You know, there's no quality of life there. There is no honor in any of it. And to me, it's like when you think about it and you eat the flesh of these animals and you take into your body the energy of these animals, you know, a lot of these animals are raised in fear and you're bringing that energy into your body. And to me, it's like these are the things that we need to be conscious of. All of this is things that we need to be conscious of. And I've been learning so much, and everything that I've been learning, I feel like the underlying truth of it all is that everything is a reflection of you. For a lot of the things that we see, for a lot of the things that we are scared of, what these things are looking for is love, acknowledgement. I know for me, something that I've been working on is literally just talking to my inner child and apologizing to her. Apologizing to her for ignoring her. Telling her that I love her. Asking her for forgiveness. Thanking her for being a part of me. You know? I had a moment the other day where I was sitting and, you know, I've told you guys before, I struggle a lot with perception of beauty when it comes to me. Because I'm not going to say self-worth, because I know that I am worthy and I am grateful and thankful to be in this place where I know that I am worthy of everything. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of abundance. I am worthy of life. But I do struggle sometimes with what the world tells me is beautiful, because I don't necessarily fit that standard. You know, I have a afro of beautiful curly hair. I'm heavy, chunky. You know, I have stretch marks and cellulite, you know, a lot of the same things that all of us have, but we're told that it isn't beautiful, so we beat ourselves up about it. So I sat with my body and I spoke to her and I just apologized, you know? Apologized for the years that I was poisoning her with alcohol and drugs and all of the things that I was doing, and unhealthy food and not taking care of her, not loving her, not stretching her. You know, it took me until a few months ago to actually realize that I wasn't purposely stretching my body. And for those of you who don't stretch, you know, follow a 10-minute yoga video online of stretching your body and see how different you feel. So I just sat with her and apologized and loved her and spoke to her, and I cried and released so much. But let me tell you that before that I had felt so heavy, and after I felt so much lighter, so much more self-love. You know, a lot of times we convince ourselves now the magic that we need is something that we need to harness, that we need to harness the energy in order to accomplish our goals or do specific things. But to me, all of these things are just tools that we tell ourselves that we need. Because when it comes down to it, when it comes down to us, we are the magic. Words have no power unless we speak them. Spells have no power unless we cast them. We are the magic. We are the energy behind it. And I'm a firm believer that when we embrace all of these parts of ourselves and stop calling our different abilities and these different pieces of ourselves gifts, and realize that they are part of us. They were never given to us. Things can change so greatly. You know, and I've lived a life where I've been called to both sides of spirituality, you know. I am a bruja in a sense by nature. A person who was studying to remember to be a curandera. Because I have a way, a healing energy about me, a way of transmuting energy that I would like to share with people of this world. My people, my brothers and my sisters. But I am also someone who at one point was drawn to the darker aspects of being a bruja. And working with lower vibrational energies and all of these things that people use to defend themselves. And don't get me wrong, absolutely defend yourself. But I also believe that karma is real, and I believe that what you send to someone, you will also get back to yourself. Because I believe that all energy is a reflection of us. And when we are saying that we are working with these lower vibrational energies and drawing them to us and making them go and do things in defense of us. These are pieces of ourselves that we are allowing to stay lower vibrational, that we are increasing and pouring more of this energy into, because everything is a reflection of us. So to me, in my opinion and in my heart, a lot of the things we call out to are different iterations of ourselves, different parts of ourselves, different mirrors of us. And in my heart, I know that I cannot do harm to someone else without it not feeling good to me. So when I receive energy that doesn't feel good, or I receive energy that is sent to me, I transmute that energy and I send it back as benevolent energy with love. And people will tell me that I shouldn't do this because I am just helping that person grow stronger. And to me, I am just helping that person grow in love. Because what I am sending you back is love. It's my love for you. It's self-love. And I can never be someone who wishes something bad on someone or anything like that. You know, I've witnessed my mom grow in sickness. And I see that by the time my mother passed away, she wasn't her. She was a different person. And I can see how sitting in that energy will just change you. And of course, you know, she said some things she probably didn't mean, and I could never see myself sending her any energy but love. So when I look at people, I try to look deep inside of them and see what part of them it is that needs to be loved. And I try my best to send that part love and healing and awareness. But I say all of this to say that all of you are the power. You are the magic. We've just forgotten that part of ourselves. And when we remember those pieces, we call it a gift. And yes, it is a gift of remembrance. But that piece of you was never gifted to you. It was always a part of you. I feel like right now we're really being called to go back to a space of connection, to go back to a space where we understand that we are the embodiment of spirit and human bodies, where we understand that we can call to our ancestors for help, where we understand that, you know, we are iterations and reflections of all the gods and goddesses that we call out to, and they are here to help us. But I feel in my heart, I know in my heart that we are here to live lives. We are here to experience this human existence. We are not here to live for anyone else, not in that sense. We are here so that our souls can continue on their journeys and continue with the lessons and continue to elevate themselves. And with that, I'm going to say that I am actually starting a workshop, a class, in a sense where, for those of you that are seeking to connect to spirit, to grow that connection, the class basically teaches just like a foundation for those of you who need some tools in order to get to the space where you can remember your magic. Those tools can be given to you, those understandings of like the seven directions and why we make offerings of water, why we light candles, and all of those types of things can be spoken about. But this class is different in the sense that it teaches you how to connect from your heart. Let me rephrase that, because it doesn't teach you. It helps you to remember how to connect from your heart, how to embrace that side of yourself. And just to remember who you actually are, the energy that you actually are. But it also helps to remember that everything is energy. So for anybody that's interested, let me know. I'm starting my first cohort in December. I'm actually not taking any more people, but I probably will have another cohort in the new year. Yeah. With that, I say that I love you all. May your ancestors continue to guide you and watch over you from the stars. And any moment that you feel lost, may you look upon the sky, may you look upon the stars, and remember your way home. Till next time, sending you all so much love. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode and continuing on this journey with us. Be sure to join our growing communities on Facebook and Instagram. We can't wait to have you back with us next week. Thank you for allowing us to be your voice. Until next time, remember to take care and be kind to yourself.